Let him turn it in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. 'Cause he's not done with what he started. He's not done until it's good. So let him turn it in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. He's not done with what he started. He's not done until it's good. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon.
If you're ready for a break, open up and just receive. Cause what he's pouring out is nothing you've ever seen. You've ever seen. Hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, hello, strength. Hey. Hello, hope. It's a new. See the sun coming up.
My story, you are. The heartbreak's not my home. You are. Death is not the end. You are.
Fear is not my future. You are. Sickness is not my story.
The biggest fear is that the resurrection was not complete. The biggest lie is that this life is all that there is. And so we live in a fear of not knowing that God's work is complete in us. And the problem with not having confidence in the resurrection is that we don't know when the end, if we will live again. But I want you to know that the pain you face is temporary. The cancer you face is temporary. The disease you face is just temporary. Because every believer that's washed in the blood of the Lamb will live to live again. How many of you know that this is not the end for the child of God? This is only just the appetizer for the main meal. But when we see Him, we shall be like Him. When He cracks the sky, every knee, every tongue, to see the Lamb of God, and we will be just like Him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Fear is not my future.
It's a new thing. My God is working. It's able to turn it. It's a new day.
If any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things become brand new. Everybody, look at those old things right now and tell those old things bye-bye. Tell them.
Jesus, you don't want to go through any dogma, any religious ideology. You want to hear the voice of heaven speak to your situation, right? Can I get a witness in here? So that means that you are speaking in authority, not your authority, but the authority of the Father that has heaven and hell in his hands. I need to hear you right now. Make some noise on that truth. So when we say gone, we got to say gone with confidence. That means that we don't have to keep living with that mess in our spiritual home. We don't have to be neighbors with this spiritual mess. We don't have to be neighbors with all of our past mistakes. We don't have to be bad fellows with our yesterday. So when you say gone, I want you to say it with confidence. Can you say it with confidence out there? I said, can you say it with confidence out there?
Oh, yeah.
Not the devil in hell hear you say gone. You remember breaking, breaking, gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's all gone.
All gone. Any man
gone.
Be in Christ.
Gone.
He's a new creature.
It's gone.
It's all gone.
All gone.
Do you believe it?
It's gone.
Do you believe it?
It's gone.
Is it real to you?
It's gone.
Is it all gone?
All gone.
It's not in your house.
Gone.
It's not in your mind.
Gone.
It's not in your finances.
Gone.
It's not in your future.
Gone.
The devil is a liar.
Gone.
Heaven's victorious.
Gone.
It's got your name on it.
Gone.
It's got your name
all
on it.
Gone.
It's got your name
gone.
On it. It's got your name
gone.
On it. It's got your name
gone.
On it.